Here, the Tezvav Amin Aleph, the bottom of Amid. The Gemara says, Shah Anisko Be'esim Mishleisha, the three lines on the bottom. Shanem Mahasha Yisakil, V'gam Ba'olav Yumas Kamisis Abaylam Kach Misis Hasha. So the Shah itself, that gourd, you have to kill it, you need 23. Amalai, why? Because it says, just like the Ba'ilam needs 23, so too the Shah needs 23. Amala Baila Rava, Sabaya told Rava, Ramayda Haiva Gamba all of Yumas. So what are you telling me? Gamba all of Yumas has the same thing as a Shah. Who tells you Gamba all of Yumas? Like Mises Abailam, Kach Mises Ashah, just like the Mises Abailam. So too is Mises Ashah. Who does? So that's what's coming to teach you, that you need 23 for the Bailam. So too you need 23 for the Shah. Amalik Talu the Asam. Maybe it's coming to tell you that the Bailam is Chayiv Misa. We don't kill the Bailam. Maybe if I can't, maybe it's good for coming to tell you that the Bailam is Chayav Misa. Zakta Gemara, Mkein, Lichta Vigamba Olo, Velishtik. Let it just say the Bailam also and keep quiet. Because it says, Hashay Yisakal. The Shari gets Kila. Okay, so just say Vigamba Olo. Why does it have to say Vigamba Olo? You must. It's Mashma that it's teaching you something new. But if it would say that, have a minibiskila, you would think that if it would just say Vigamba Olav, you would think that he gets skila, just like the Shah gets skila, so too this person gets skila.
Hagufa, that's what the
Gemara's
Havmin
is. No, Gemara's Havmin is he gets Misa, not skila.
What's wrong with that?
Skila Sagadaitach? Katal Iyu, if he kills someone himself, Misayef, he gets only Sayef. If his mom kills, if his animal kills, then beskila, and he gets skila. So it can't be. So I'm talking about Vidil Mahai the Kasav Rachmani Yumas. Maybe that's what the Torah says. Yumas la kule aleh. It's coming to be mekel and you lafuke misayif lechenek, to take you out of sayif, to give you chenek. Zak the Gemara says, so that's why.
Wait. If I can't, what she say now is to take you out of skila, to put you in.
No, because it doesn't say skila. So now it says Yumas. So this is, Yumas means whatever he dies, which is not skila. So we're saying, maybe it's coming to tell you that to take you out of Saif and to put you into Chena. Right? Zakti Gemara, Hani, Chalamanda Amma Chena Chamos. It's good if you say the Manda Amma Chena Chamos. It can't be that it's going to go ahead and give you Chena. Why? Because the same Cheshman that we said before, that if you don't get, if killing someone, you get a Leichter Misa, Saif. Kolshkin, by killing Yeshua, killing, you're not going to get a more chamadig emisa, which is chenek. So el manda mechenek, kill ma'ikla meima. Maybe that's what's coming to tell you, that you're getting chenek and not saif, and therefore you don't have a pasuk. Going back to the original question, you don't have a pasuk to tell you that the shayi yisakel v'gam ba'ol of yumas is coming to tell you that the shayi is skila and you need 23. Just like Baal of Hayyah, you need 23. Just like Baal of Yumas, you need 23. So to Yishai, you need 23 to get killed. To kill the Shai, you need 23 people in the Bazin. So Tamar, no. Loisak Adaitach, the Siv, it says in Pasuk, Im Kaifa Yushas Olav. It says that Im Kaifa Yushas Olav, Isak Adaitach Bak Talu, if you think he gets killed, Vachsiv Loisikhu Kaifa Lenefesh Etzeach. You can't say that he gets killed because it says that you can't take kaifa instead of getting killed. You can't pay off by getting killed. Because of this itself, if he killed, it's not enough paying the money. You need to get killed. If a shayri killed, so maybe then he could get rid of it by get rid of getting killed with money. So that's good for what the pasuk is teaching you. That if you want, you can go ahead and really you're supposed to get killed. But if you want, you can go ahead by giving money. So what are we coming? We're saying, the vaita, I don't have the pasuk empty, extra, to go ahead and say this din that a shayri needs
23.
If to kill a shayri, you need 23, because maybe it's good for coming to tell you that the gambal of Yumas, he gets killed. And if not, he could pay it up with money. Zakti Gemara, Allah Machiskiya, the Chain Tanat Bechitsky, Amaka, Mois Yumas Hamaka, Retzeachu. There's no tzad that we kill him for when his animal gores, because that's a different pasuk. So Elamai, what's this pasuk teaching you? This pasuk's teaching you a new halacha that just like a person that gets killed, we need 23 people in Beis Din, so too if a shayar kills, we need 23. Zakrashi. Ema liktala. Maybe this pasuk is coming to teach you that if the person shayar kills, he gets killed also. L'chayiv misa l'ba'alav, to teach you that the ba'alav gets killed. V'nechayiv misa. V'echim afkina Allah mipashtu l'grami. Why are we taking out of the pashtu sapasik and telling you that it's not nothing to do with the person getting killed? Ikas avachi kushi. Kalem itzich yadunu l'musa l'donu b'misa. L'am misa b'tayra. Amur b'tayra. Stam d'ene alechenek. V'loy teme gam b'alav yisak. You would think that the ba'alim gets skila. But the ma'a can't be. You can't have a half minute that the ba'alim gets skila. Katal iyo b'sayif. The camel on the commander tzeach b'sayif. He himself maybe gets killed sayif. Katal shayin name b'skila the chamir mikulan. Shayin gets skila. It's more chamer than anything. Bit me. How could that be? Hanicha the akas leil krami pass them kinyan leil mischenek mamish. That's only good. The man that mechenek chamer, but later the man that says chenek chamer. What's the tzad to give him chenek? Chenek chamer sayif back down. Misses will get the hill. Kachik lemifik katal iyo b'sayif. He kills b'sayif. Katal shayin mechenek. If the shayin kills, it gets worse. El man that mechenek kal. Maybe the pasuk come and gufa come to teach you that you got chenek. So the moment shem he gufa, mishem hakush he gufa. The loy tamal is sikhu kaifa. Don't think that you shouldn't give kaifa. Kasachmana v'likta. Kasachmana v'likta. Kasachmana v'nasa piti nafshel ameim adheicha the katal iu. When he kills the tiskele b'mayna, then you can't redeem yourself with money. Ava katal shayroi sagi le b'mayna. It's enough of money v'ilayav kaifa chayav b'chenek. One second. The Gemara Maisa says that we do not need this pasuk to teach you that you can't pay off with money. So therefore, the pasuk's extra, and the pasuk's telling you no, that you go ahead and to teach you a new limud that just like a person needs 23 to get killed, so too a shayar that killed someone needs 23. So it means it's not the thing that killed; it's who you killed. Since a shayar killed a person, any time that someone kills a person, we need 23. People to Beis Din.
Is there any place that we find that someone's mom and damages the person's chayav misa?
No.
There's a half minute here.
This is where it is. Zok de Gemara Yibayilu. Shoy b'Sinai b'kama. We know the halacha that no one was allowed to go up to the mountain Sinai when the Torah was given. So, what happens if a shoy went up? How many people do you need in Sanhedrin to kill the shoy? Is this a valid question? I mean, who cares what happens? The Torah is not coming down again. Whatever happened, happened. The Gemara in three places in Shas says that the Gemara has a question of what happened. Well, it says, my da'ava, why? What do we care what's going on here?
Taz's question, no?
Oh. So Taz asked this question. No? A valid question?
No.
Why not?
Because over here we want to know, is it be'etzim that... We want to know what's the taichub of this din.
No, we're not taiching anymore this din. We came out that Shai Yisakal, we need 23. Now ask a new question. No,
and the Rav said that the reason is because it's who we killed.
So over here he didn't kill anyone.
Who said that's the reason? The Gemara wants to shpah that maybe that's not the Sibah.
No, that's not what we're shpahing for.
Of course we would.
No, we're not shpahing for. I said that as a taich. That's not the... We want to know the Maisa. Anytime you kill a Shai Sinai, we kill the Shai if we went up. What's the Aloch? Now, how about a person that went up? Do you need 23? No, but there's no dairies here. You could stand on Sinai. Whatever counts. Who cares what happened? No, if it'll happen again, then you're right. But here was Bashas.
We already had two cases where we killed an animal. We needed 23.
Okay, new. Now we want to know.
Both of them would be because of the Adam that's involved. Now we have a case where Adam's not involved.
So then it's Bashas not. And I mean. That's not my question. The question is, what do we care what happened 2,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago? Who cares? But nothing new is going to happen with the Maskana. We're going to come, we have a good question, theoretical. What happened in this? Okay, who cares?
I'll tell you.
Tyson asked this question. So Tyson says, because we want to know Shat and the Pesukim. Means we want to know how to type the Pasuk. That means it's not just theoretical, because in the gay, how to type the Pasuk.
Which pasuk?
So Tez doesn't say which pasuk. Tez just says, just like in Yuma, we see you want to know how to teach In Yuma it says, how did they clothe Moshe when he became Mechunuch? So the Gemara over there asked, my dad, who cares what we did? What happened, happened. It's something that's not negayah to today. You don't have to discuss. So Taisa says that's a negayah to Pesukah. It's a negayah to Taisha Pasuk. He was going on in.
That means the learning is negayah.
Right, the learning is negayah. Don't think learning is just negayah to Shema Yitzhak Libid Ochas. It's negayah to know the Maisa. No, it's not true. Because most of Bereshit is a limit for us.
So it's Pasuk, right?
You'll be surprised. I mean, most things are a limit for us. This thing is absolutely not again.
So in the future, Hashem, Mashiach, Hashem's not going to say something.
Like, Hashem's going to give the Torah again and say, "Now it's time in the Sinai."
No, but there might be something that Hashem told you not to do, and the shor goes, animal might do it for something else.
Then we'll ask him. Then I mean,
what's the halacha if an animal goes and kolchak gashim, runs in?
It doesn't say anybody's most you must. Yeah.
Says
v'chol
nefesh.
I know, so you're going to be medama asin after that. Okay. The kids said, this is, yeah, emphasis, that's their stats. Anyway, so you might ask a question, a theoretical question. What would happen? Mi gama shah, mi dairis, I lie. Do you learn out shah from today or not? Toshma tanyam vacheskel, im behema im ish, lo yichye. Anyone that goes up the mountain doesn't, we kill. Ma ish, chav gimel, ap behema, chav gimel, just like ish. Is chav gimel, so to behema. You need chav gimel. Okay, I should say, show you Sinai. Behema shekava lahar, ba'it shechina sham. Why the shechina was there? The chesivim behema mishla yichya. Bekamu dainino nida, dayanam nida, and ma'ish b'chav gimel, the ish p'shita la. The kwa huk v'li yisrael, sin adjoyis me yisrael. How do you know ish was chav gimel? We didn't know anything about that. So Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says because...
Huh? Rashi said, oh, how do you know ish b'chav gimel over there?
Sina, yeah. So Rashi says because we know already yisra shtel davek abezdin. So once yisra shtel davek abezdin, has to be Chav Gimel. What's up?
Brother, Yisroi lobbed that we came before Hasina.
Okay, yes, yeah, so that's going to that side, yes.
We had
the limit.
What? No,
Hasina. Rashi says, because Yisroi Shtel Avek Muzayin, it has to be that
you know what the end of this Kashi is?
Yeah.
Ma'in Yishmita Eitzel Hasina. Zakt Rashi.
That's what you said was coming here.
No, you see that the Torah was Dafka taught at Sinai. So Mech Tesi, this is Kodim Sinai.
Okay.
So Zakt Rashi knows also, listen, this is one of the mitzvahs that was given in Far Sinai. Otherwise you have Akasha, Ma'in Yishmita Eitzel Hasinai.
Okay. The Achrayim are very busy with this kasha. Where did Rashi say anything to the Adama? That's why he argues on Rashi. Yeah, like, what's that?
No, you need to know that.
How do you know? Where do you know it from there? Because Yisra made an end. Okay, maybe made an end of other things.
But we have to have a record that it was... there's only certain mitzvahs that came before Sinai.
No, again, but he made an end because people had to pass him right then. The Shai is going up. Maybe someone killed someone. I don't see that Sinai needed 23. What do we say in Ariva Azev? The Mishnah said, these things also, these animals also need 23. Whoever killed it first is Zaycha. You don't need 23. Amesh Lakish. That when did Ebelezer say that if you kill it, you're allowed to just kill it? Husha misa. It's only if it killed someone. Avalaya misa lai. If you see a snake, an animal, a lion, or zev, a wolf going in the wild, you're allowed to just kill it. It's only talking about if it killed. Once it killed, you're allowed to just kill it. You don't need 23. So my halmak sava. We see from here. Yesh lan tarbus. Yesh lan bailan. You're allowed to be megadol. You're allowed to have an animal, you're allowed to have a re in your house. You're allowed to have a lion as a pet. Also as a bailam. And therefore, if it didn't kill, you're not allowed to just kill it. Once it killed, you're allowed to kill it. That's a shlokish. So Rabbi Yechon says, you're allowed to just go ahead and kill lions in the street. You cannot watch it. Since you can't watch it, therefore, you're allowed to just go ahead and kill it. There's no bailam. Even though someone bought it for $2,000, but that's not cool. He doesn't own it. This thing is a dangerous vehicle, and you're allowed to just kill it. He's not allowed to have it. But it's not only he's allowed to have it, you're allowed to get rid of it. Some things you're not allowed to have. That's a big phone, a big shot. Let's see, your mother had television. Amal, was like that. Were you allowed to go ahead? Was a child allowed to go ahead and break it? No? Remember the Shailas?
No,
Abraham is the Tev. The Shailas is the Tev. So he was telling you, it's not only that you're not allowed to have it, so let's say you're not allowed to have television, Zalzang, but you're allowed to go ahead and break it. You're allowed to go ahead and kill this animal. Look, Yashu. Omer Shlakish, Hadam Rebeleza, Kalakaydim, Lahagun Zacha. What Rebeleza said, the Kalakaydim Zacha, Vusha, Misa, Nefesh, only if it killed someone. I'm listening to Tanakama Ayu. It's going to the Tanakama. The Ayu Shemisa, as Beleza said, Tanakama said, when you kill, you need 23. He says, no, when you kill, you can kill it yourself. You don't need 23. Yeshlam Tabas, Mutal Gadla, and you ladder, be Megalav, Adam Yachal, Lanash Leziku. You could train it. Hilka Shem Baila Nikale, and Baila Valayava Hekhef, it's not Hefka, Vasalog, you know how to kill it. And Lay Misa, if it didn't kill it. Misai, once it killed, so what happens? Maybe it was a mistake. No. Seifa Mechicha Tchilasam. Shaloi Elu B'nei Ta'abiz B'ein Tzichon Laden. Once it killed, if it killed once, not even three times, we say, obviously, this is not, it's Mechicha, that this is not a trainable item.
This animal, not
this animal, rat. Not the whole rat. Doesn't mean that now you let it kill all the Nachash and all the snakes in the world. Ve'elam Ba'alim Klem, Ein Shem Ba'alim Chalalim, V'lei Ha'ba Le Kefke. V'yishah Ha'eloi Le Gadlo, you should have never been Megadlo. Zot Ma'a Vait. Now we look in the Mishnah, but let's say we call a koydim lehag and zachah. That whoever kills it is zaycha. Mishnah, Rabbi Yechon, on the Ma'i zachah. What are you zachah? Zachah la'ira. Rabbi Yechon, and it said that even though it didn't kill, you're allowed to just kill it. Anyone that just, you just see a lion in the street, you're allowed to kill it. So what does it mean zachah? You're zaycha to keep the skin. El eshlakish, la'ir eshlakish, the Ma'i zachah. What are you zaycha to? What do you mean, what are you zaycha to? It killed. So what do you mean, what are you zaycha to?
You
did Gemara. Yeah, Dr. Gemara. Zacha, Kivin Shei Misa, Shavini Rabbana command the Gamma Dinayu. Yisri Anon, in who once it killed. Why are you allowed to kill? You're only allowed to kill once it killed. What's the reasoning? Not that the behemoth is Hefka. Because it killed, it's a Shai Nakhon like. Seems so, it's also about no.
You know, Rashi explained that it's a blood Muslim prayer, that it's this one. Was a
cutlass,
and this one.
Since matter, what are we saying from there?
No.
So this one,
right? Rashi didn't. Rashi said that when according to Madam Benhold, you're allowed to be megadlo.
But once it kills.
No. So that's only the Madam Benhold. You're allowed to be megadlo. So once it kills, okay. With mechayza. But over here, late Madam Benhold.
No. So we're talking about late Rishlakish. You're allowed to be megadlo.
You're allowed to be megadlo.
But now it killed. And now I killed.
Now it killed. Yeah. So now Rashi doesn't say. That, what does Rashi say?
Rashi says it's a glowing Muslim affair, that it's safe
and clear. Okay, new Melawat.
The Ein Tzrichim L'Doinon.
Right.
Ein Tzrichim L'Doinon means that you don't need to have a din. That means that it's glowing, that this one is a Hefker Dikawan.
No.
What does Ein Tzrichim L'Doinon mean?
You don't need to be done, and it's like Asabah, no, it's like it's a Nakhon. This one's a real Nakhon. One second, let's just say it up chat. So one second. So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, if you hold that it's a killer, that Samele, there's no bialim, it's hefker. So when you kill it, you're zaycha in the skin. Why are you zaycha? Because it's hefker. But if you hold it's really not hefker, you could really train it. And now, the pshat is it's only. It's so what are you zaycha in? The reason why you're not allowed to forget. What are you zaycha in? The reason why you're not allowed to kill it, even though if it didn't kill, it's because it's a nakhon. So if it's a nakhon, so now. Why are you allowed to go ahead? It's asabah. No, you shouldn't. You're not allowed to keep anything. It's like it's a killer. You're not allowed to keep anything.
So you can keep it when it didn't.
What?
Where can you keep it?
Only if it killed is when you're allowed to kill it. If it didn't kill, you're not allowed to kill it. So now, if it killed, what does it mean if it killed? It's like it's a shor nakhon. So a shor nakhon, the halacha is. That once it killed, it's asabah no.
How can you keep it?
Zakti Gemara, my zacha zacha la shemayim. You did a chesed, not that you could keep it. You did a chesed that you saved it.
You
took a killer off the street. This guy was a killer, and you took a killer off the street.
No,
zacha doesn't mean keeping it. Zacha means you did a schos.
Attack all animals. A shor nakhon is attack asabah no.
Yeah. Zach Yashi Vena and Bailam Klem Ancham no. Zacha Mash Minishtaka, you gain something. Zacha Bayana Ayushaloi, the skin is yours, keeping it in Bailam, because no bad. Keeping that misa, if Omar Abonad ain't Sakh Dynamic Bezdin, how will you command the Omar command the Gama Dinai? It's like you came to the din. I see about no. Get the kaimel on shem shach the lachash and medina. Asa v'pech shas shenagach zachal l'shamayim tzedaka asa. Doesn't mean that you keep anything of it. It just you did his chus. You killed the killer off the street. Zach ima v'aytem kiva aim. The Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah said there's three man the army. The Tanakhama said you need 23 people to kill. You need 23 dayanim to kill it. The Belezer says kala kaidim l'hagin zachal. Anyone that kills the first is Zaycheh. That was the Machlekes we just had. And Rekiva says, Misasam Ba'asam Mishloisha. In fact, Gemara, Rekiva's in Tanakama. Well, Rekiva just said exactly what Tanakama said. He needs 23. But Gemara, Ikav and Ayuchad, Nachash. Nafkamina is Nachash. What's the Nafkamina? Zak Yashi. Ikav and Ayuchad, Nachash, Tanakama, Chashav Lei, Behad Anach. Tanakama puts it in all the other ones. Ubayi chav gimel. Rabbi Akiva be'enach sviyah lekev asay. Bam in nachash. Rabbi Akiva says, you're right. You always need 23 except for nachash. Kedaminum ba'aba avos ezikim nachash mu'ad la'olam de be'akram. So even though Rabbi Akiva doesn't make such a mention, Rabbi Akiva says 23 and that's it. But really excluded nachash.
So what's he saying?
We know from Rabbi Kama. That means you have to know someplace else. Such a thing. Rabbi Akiva is excluding nachash. Even though Rabbi Akiva said exact same like the Tana Kama 23. But it's excluding Nach. Let him have it. Ain Dunim. What's that going on? Ain Dunim Leyes a Shavit. Unless you have 71. If a Shavit did something wrong, you need 71. Zok Dimah, Hai Shavit, the Chet, B'mai. What did the Shavit do a Chet? What did they do wrong? What's the case? Ilayim a Shavit, Shechil, Let's a Shabbos. A whole Shavit was Michal Shabbos. We know the Torah makes an afkamina between some and a lot. That's all by Avodah Zarah. We know such a chilek. We'll see in Rashi where we know that from. But then we know chilek was a b'sha'ar mitzvahs mipalek. Who tells you by other mitzvahs that there's an afkamina if a whole shevet doesn't, if part of a shevet doesn't? Zok Tima Ela b'shevet shehodach. No, you're right. So we're talking about a shevet that din Avodah Zarah. So what do you see? That a shevet, a whole shevet that din of the zohar gets a din like rabbim, and we give him like in the dachas that we give him saif, and we need sanhedrin gedad. We need 71. Yeah, saif, and we also need 71.
Where do you see that it's yirni dachas? Exactly. You know that it's we're done like yirni dachas.
Yeah, that's what I said. We're done like yirni dachas. We
don't
know, like
you're going to do roiv, and if 51% didn't have either, so you can kill Tosh Shavit?
Yeah. Because that's the only place that we could be medame to. We don't know any other place. So we have to make some dim. So we say, that's done like Yerni Dachas.
Yeah, but how could my whole city stay totally raved? I don't have the reason why Yerni Dachas is killed is because.
You have to do it your city. You have to do it your Shavit.
How could I stop my Shavit?
Nothing is stopping. You have to do with it. Everyone could do it to
go away.
Huh?
We go away.
There's no way of getting.
Oh, you mean Dachas? You mean Shevet that you're born to? Okay, that's a good question. That's a good question. Sometimes, even though, you don't realize that spot that you could have on others.
That would say the opposite.
They should stay there. Zakti Gemara, Zakriashi. Chalak ben Yechidim leMiyubim. Where do we know enough Kamina? We know by Avay the Zohar. We know enough Kamina Yechidim leMiyubim. The Yerni Dachas, Bais and Hadri Gedayla, to the Yalf leKaman. The Yachid needs Mechav Gimel. The Yachid needs only 23. Yachsiva says Yeshua El Shayacha Bezmin B'Sher B'Sharyacha. But the Yerni Dachas needs 71. The Meimra the Shevet Shalem. Shehudach B'Dina the Rabbim. Dainin Alei Kedina the Yerni Dachas. The Mikki Meyubin. Dainin Alei B'Sayif. With an Edi Gedayla. Zog to Gemara.
What is
Shevet
Shalem?
What?
Shevet Shalem is not the case of. Right.
Yeah, right. We're talking about here Shevet Shalem. Hai Shevet Dechait. That's talking about Shevet Shalom. Now, we're telling you that maybe you'll get a din as Yerni Dachas, and whatever Yerni Dachas gets, this also gets.
That was your question, not the Gemara's question.
I know, but Yerni Dachas doesn't need Shalom.
I understand, but Yerni Dachas be'etzim in Shalom. Now, what's we tell you, Rav is Kikulai. Right, that's the time. Zog to Gemara, that command, like Yerni Dachas, like Yerni Dachas, and it's not like Yerni Dachas, not like Yerni Dachas, in the Tanya. At Kama Isin Yerni Dachas, how much do you make Yerni Dachas? Mi Yud Vat Kof, from 10 till 100. So what do you see from here? So
This is not like Rabbi Yosi, not like Rabbi Yosi. Why is it Rashi? Less than 10, even though there are less than 10 people in the city, but it doesn't have a chshivus of ear. More than 100 goes out of Tayas ear. By tzibur, it doesn't say anything about saif. Hilkach, kol echad nidim ifne atzmei v'skila. Each one should be nidim ifne atzmei and skila. So where do you see over here? So here's a new man the amma that tells you know that you get saif. We don't see anything about a shevet. And
well,
over here,
Rabbi Yechman says mikov va'adruboi shal shevet.
Yeah.
What does that mean? That.
Yeah,
but that's rubi shal shevet. Taki, you do see. When you have roi with the shevet, you still have...
That works mitzayah and edachas. That doesn't work mitzayah and shevet. That works mitzayah and edachas. He was trying to say this didn't shevet, and maybe...
He meant dafka b'teich ear, maybe he meant... This.
No, that's what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about. Zag the Gemara... I'm have mass
in the halacha. Is rubi's loy b'chlal?
Yeah.
I mean, once you have 51% of the shevet, then you already have a din of a tzibur, and the tzibur would be paka from the din of an edachas.
Exactly. Zakti Gemara, I'm
like
asking Hacha
Benazir. It's like Kuli Lovin over here. You have 50%, and then they say, oh no, we have one more than Din Davar. They say, oh, everybody go home.
Okay, very good. I'm asking Hacha Benazir, Shevet Shechat Askinon. We're not talking about a Shevet, we're talking about a Nasi of a Shevet. Milo Yom, I'm asking Hacha, Kol Davar HaGadol Yavi Eilecha, Davar Shagadol Hainami Gadolu. He's also considered a Gadol. Anything that's big needs to come to 71. And he's also considered, since he's a Nasi, even though it's not the Shevet, but he's a Nasi of a Shevet, that's already enough to go into his own category and need 71. So Gashi Benav, she's Shevet, Shechata, but Achaz Mikol Mises Bezdin, he was Chayta, one of Mises Bezdin, I'm out of the Kama. Fine.
So how did